League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If you're looking to book travel in the new year, if you're trying to look for a place that's adventurous and awesome, here's three places you don't want to go. Because according to this website and this poll, they suck so bad, there's nothing to do.
Having nothing to do is a good explanation. Sometimes you go somewhere that would be cool, except there's way too many people there. That's also a problem.
Yeah, most overrated travel destinations.
Okay.
So the number one place that people say that they visit that they don't understand what the hype is about, Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls has been on my list of places to go, but it's so far away, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a drive for some. It's on my list, too. I haven't been there before. I would imagine the sheer power of standing next to something like that would be pretty cool. And you know I love to gamble.
But you only got to go for like a day.
Just give me a couple hours. You know, put me on that boat with the you know, the ponchos.
Oh, and right, then, from the office.
Yeah,
right,
and then send me to the blackjack tables.
Yeah. How about Dubai? Dubai's on the list, which I thought was really interesting because everyone always talks about it like it's this exotic, like cool place where it's the ultimate of luxury.
Right.
But they're saying that once you get there, there's really nothing to do.
I think that there's a bit of driving involved from place to place, right? From what I understand when you get there. And the other thing is, you know, they've got a lot of rules, the religious aspects and so forth. You don't want to be the person that steps out, makes out somewhere in the wrong place or something like that. Now, all of a sudden, you're in prison. No, thanks.
Also on the list, which I thought was interesting, Disney World, one of the most overrated travel destinations. I don't know if I agree with that. You have to be a certain kind of person to like Disney World. And I honestly, we've been there many times with the kids. And
sure,
I'm already planning to take the little one there again next year. But I can understand why people hate it. When I leave there, I always think, I don't ever need to come back here. And then like a year goes by, 2 years goes by, and then like the guilt.
You get the urge.
Right, because the little one and the princesses and all that.
Disney's got a thing where it's almost like New Year's Eve, right? Like people in their mind build it up to be something so fantastical, you know, huge. And obviously they play into that as well. And if you don't have a plan, it can be very overwhelming.
That's
it can
the
be
problem.
A lot, and it's expensive. It's all those things.
Yes.
You have to be patient.
You know, my husband has no idea because he's never had to do it. But when you plan Disney, it's not really a vacation.
No.
It's like you have to be strategizing to the minute. Otherwise, you're waiting in line for hours. And if you want to go and quote unquote wing it, you're never going to be able to do everything.
Yes. Then it will turn into more of a source of frustration. That I understand.
Where do you think is the most number one overrated place that you've ever visited?
You know, anytime you go to like somebody's old house, right? Like it doesn't matter if they were like a founder of the country or, you know, a famous writer or whatever. When you visit somebody's house, it's just a house behind a velvet rope. And it looks like the sheets are made of wool and the chair is old. So I'm over castles, anything like that. I don't like it. Plymouth Rock is pretty boring. Been to Plymouth Rock. Have you been there?
No.
It's a rock.
Yeah.
Inside of what looks to be like a gazebo. It's not even a massive rock. You think it's going to be massive? It's not.
I need to be stimulated when I'm on vacation. I need to have a lot of fun things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to literally roll your eyes at me, but on our honeymoon, one of our stops was Bora Bora.
Boring.
It was so boring. Like, beautiful. Like, you know, of course it's picturesque, but after you've seen the overwater huts and you've stayed in one and you're just kind of sitting there looking at the water and like you get three channels on the TV and there's kind of nothing to do, and you know, to go get a pizza is $27, like just for like a tiny personal size, you're like, you know what, I'm good here.
Right.
You know, like
time to go.
Put me on the mainland.
Too bad the flight's going to be 18 hours.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been doing as a husband. Alicia.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Nothing much. What are you doing?
Same stuff we do every day, I guess. You know, show, usual.
Right.
How were the holidays? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. They were good. They were good. Very busy, but good.
Do you ever feel like in that week between Christmas and New Year's, like, it's like you're on a different planet? You don't even know what's happening. Nothing is normal. You're just eating cheese and drinking wine, and you haven't seen a vegetable or a fruit. And, like, it's just, I don't know, you're going through the motions.
Yeah, we had broccoli last night, and my body was like, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for that.
Yeah. It was seriously like the first vegetable I think that we ate in like a week.
On Tuesday, like our first, like, you know, Tuesday, like January 2nd is kind of like your first normal day back. I said to Paul, I go, my husband, I said, we have to have salad for dinner. Like, just salad. That's what we're having.
It's
salad.
A requirement.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Not only did we have the holidays, but we had unexpectedly her sisters flying in from different parts of the country. That changed the schedule. And then we had my birthday sandwiched in between Christmas and New Year. So it was a real lot this year.
I forgot you had your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
And my dad's 60th on New Year's Eve.
Oh, wow.
Right.
So how's Raven been behaving? Was he a good boy on his birthday?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. We had a great time on my birthday. We went out.
We did. Yeah. We had a blast. Yeah.
We went to a holiday Cirque show. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, we went to a nice dinner. We stayed over at the hotel. We had a great time. We were at the casino where we love to be anyways. It was a blast.
He's been good, Anna. He's been pretty good. I did find out that he returned my diamonds, and I was a little upset about that. But we won't get into that today.
I mean, I can't believe you're even going to bring that up.
What do you mean?
That was all you. Anna had no idea I was doing that. So I was upgrading her diamonds, all right? Considerable purchase that was going on here. And Alicia, for whatever reason, got onto a tirade for like 2-3 days. I mean, we had arguments about this, about how she didn't want me to make any big purchases for this year because she wants a bathroom instead.
No. I did say, you know, those are beautiful, but we do need a new bathroom. So, you know, if we can't have both, I prefer a bathroom.
I want you to understand, Anna, these were in the box, ready to go. Mm-hmm. Credit approved, slips done, and there had been a problem 2-3 days in a row.
What I threw a fit about was we agreed no big presents for Christmas is what we agreed upon. And he was like, I got to go to the mall. I got to do this. I'm like, what do you mean? I got you a book. Like, that's what you got for Christmas. What do you need to go to the mall for? We agreed on no big Christmas presents. I don't think that needed to be a Christmas present. Diamonds are always the exception.
I honestly can't even believe you're doing this. I honestly can't even believe it. I mean, I told you I was legitimately upset when you reject this. I honestly cannot believe it.
Why did you tell
her,
Raven?
I didn't tell her until after when she said, oh, I thought maybe I might get those. I was like, are you serious?
Wait a minute, but why does she know you were getting her diamonds?
Because we were at the mall and we saw them at the same time.
You can't tell her.
I didn't tell her anything.
Oh, he let me try them on.
No, you insisted on looking. Every time we go to the mall, you insist on looking and trying them on. I honestly can't even believe that you would do this here. I honestly can't even do it. You know what? You're getting a grade. You're getting a D right now. And you don't get to grade me this week.
D for diamond, but I didn't get it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm hanging up on you now. See you later, babe.
I'll take the diamonds.
I can't even believe this. Bye.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Time to vent. Oh, gosh, it just feels so good, even though you're not supposed to say these things out loud. They drive you nuts. This is your chance to just let it all out. 1-800-330-9999. You just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Diane.
If you are trying to convince me that turkey bacon is just as good as regular bacon, I'm sorry, that's all I need to know about you.
Turkey bacon is pretty good, though.
I wouldn't know, because I never, ever, ever get it.
I like read some stuff though that it's not really healthier for you. Mm. So I just didn't understand why you wouldn't have regular bacon. Like I could understand if there's like it's a lot of health benefits,
right.
It's a lot healthier for you, it's leaner. But most of the time it's the same calories and the same fat and why?
Give me the original.
What happened?
Right, I want it unleaded.
Yes.
I'm with you. The big change that we've made in our house is a chicken for so much stuff. So my wife will make chicken meatballs, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And they're delicious.
Of course.
They're really good.
You make them with the right sauce. Chicken meatballs are fantastic.
That was a big change, you know? Big change in my view.
Changed your life.
That's right. That's right. I didn't think I was going to be able to handle it, but yet here I was.
If you try to tell me that chicken meatballs are better than regular meatballs.
You're a crazy person.
It is true, though. Like, they're good, but they're not better than regular meatballs.
I mean, yeah, but they're good.
Victor, that's all I need to know about you.
If you lie to your dentist and tell them that you flossed when you for sure didn't floss in years, that's all I need to know about you.
Are you a dentist, Victor?
No, I'm just pro good teeth.
Okay.
I'm pro honesty. I don't lie to any of my doctors at this point, and I see the disapproving looks on their faces when I tell them. But at the same time, over time, those looks fade. They just realize
the doctor's
that,
the one person you don't lie
that's
to.
What I'm
they're
saying.
The ones you cannot lie to.
I don't lie to them. You know, it doesn't mean that they're not disappointed in my performance, because trust me, sir, they can be. But my doctor always tells me, he's like, you got great teeth. Clearly, you don't do much. And he says they're in great shape.
What does that even mean, do much? Like, not much eating?
Because my teeth are so tight together, the fact that I don't floss all the time doesn't freak him out that much.
Really?
That's what he said.
How is that? I mean, you're
still, I don't know.
I would think that more food would get stuck.
I don't have any
so
cavities.
Tight.
I don't know.
Some people are just prone to not have cavities. I don't have cavities, and I absolutely should have had cavities.
See?
Okay. Olivia, that's all I need to know about you.
If you try to cut in line or save a spot in line for someone else, that's all I need to know about you.
That save a spot thing is so stressful when somebody's
it's
like...
It's so irritating.
Oh, yeah, like, I get it. Like,
and you're just standing there waiting and waiting.
It depends on where you are. There's some places that it's acceptable, and there's some places that it's not acceptable to save a spot for someone.
Okay.
If you're going to a school assembly... Yeah. And your mom is coming, grandma's coming, and you have to save a seat, you have to save a spot, and it's crowded. Like, I still break a sweat, but I bring the extra jackets to lay it across the seats.
Of course.
Like, you do that.
Because everybody else is going to do the same thing. That's your family.
But the save a spot, like when you're in line at an amusement park or something, it gets questionable on when you can do it and when you can't.
Well, I mean, I feel like if you bring in two families, that's one thing. If all these people look like me, if we're all... carrying the same DNA, I'll hold a spot for him.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. Little known fact, I have never been able to sit through an entire episode of The Bachelor, and Raven adores it.
It has become one of my favorite shows. I didn't get into like season 25 or whatever, which is amazing to me that it's been going on nearly like three decades, but... You know, something happened during the pandemic or whatever. I needed some television, and there it was for me. And now I have watched every season since. Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, Golden Bachelor, all of them.
She's so
proud of them. Last night was a big night, Anna Zapp.
It was. It was the highly anticipated wedding of the Golden Bachelor. And if you are like me and you don't follow this, this is where they've selected elderly people to go on to find true love.
You know what? That is a terrible thing to say. They are just people. And his app, okay?
Right, but they call it the Golden Bachelor because it's senior citizens. They're in their 70s.
All right, whatever.
Okay, so sure enough, here we go. It's a live two-hour special. We have a lot of time. And, like, all the women that were, like, trying to get him show up to the wedding.
It's so weird.
One of them was even the officiant.
Ugh.
And now may you take on the world together with all your hopes and dreams. And now, by the power vested in me by the state of California, it is my honor and privilege to announce you husband and wife. You may kiss your bride.
So I'm just going to say, listen, I like Susan. She's very nice. She's the officiant. And it was cool that she was there. But imagine having a wedding where every single one of your exes was there in presence.
Well,
every one of them, including some nasty ones.
I was like reading, because obviously I didn't watch this. But I was reading and it said like the other woman, you know how it always comes down to the two?
Yes, Leslie.
Leslie, she was there to support them. And she even said, like, I thought it was me. And I'm like, I don't know if I go to that wedding.
But what was really shocking to me was a nasty woman, Leslie, worked the red carpet there. Or not Leslie, rather. What was her name? I don't know. Another one that worked the red carpet there. She was, like, nasty to the bride before, during the season. And I thought, no way she's going to be there. They had her doing her kind of a Joan Rivers thing.
There it is. Gary and Teresa are married, and the wedding might be over, but the party is just getting started.
This poor guy, the host, he's like
Jesse Palmer.
He's in his phone the entire time. And you're like, why is this guy in his phone? Because his wife is giving birth. Can you imagine?
Like at that moment.
At that moment.
During a live show. It was everything that the producers wanted.
Right, but there. I mean, not for nothing. But imagine you're his wife giving birth. You're like, no, I got to go to this wedding.
Oh man.
No, Gary's getting married.
When somebody's willing to pay for it, I guess, right?
But there was some unexpected moments during this entire two-hour production.
I know that I want to spend the rest of my days with you. And so, Christina Mandro.
Put it on me!
You're such a pain in my butt.
Brayden and Christina Mandro just got engaged here live. At the golden wedding.
There's two more random people got engaged at the wedding?
Yeah, so Brayden was in the last season of Bachelorette with Charity Lawson. And by the way, Charity was there too with the guy that she chose.
I mean, Raven, time out. Imagine that this is my life, that I have to listen to this right. When we're off the air. And I'm like, Raven, I don't care about these people.
And then Christina was from Zach's season, mm-hmm. and she slid into his DMs, yeah. and you know, here we are, look mm-hmm. at that.
The groom left everybody with his final saying.
A year ago, I sat at home thinking everything, all of my highlights for the year and my life were done. I have a whole new outlook on life because of this journey and because of this woman. And I'd almost forgotten the really important advice. Don't stop believing.
Wow.
Get that plug in there. They were selling that in Amazon shopping QR codes all night long. And the new Bachelor starts in 2 weeks, everybody.
So let's all get excited.
I'll be there.
If you are returning a gift that you received over the holidays, do you have to tell the person that gave it to you that you're bringing it back?
Oh, I am stuck in such a terrible situation right now here. So, listen, I'm a big football fan, love the San Francisco 49ers, and over Christmas time, opened up a box in front of my entire family over at my brother's house on Christmas Day. There's a beautiful 49ers hat in there. It looks great. There's a sweatshirt logo. It's black and red. I love this thing. I pull it out, and I hold it up. It's got my entire name on the back of it. My entire name on the back of this football sweatshirt. And if you don't know this about jerseys or sports apparel or whatever, that's a big no-no. You cannot have that.
Do you remember the year that I did that to Paul? My husband is a massive Giants fan, and one year for Christmas, I got him a Giants jersey
right.
with Zap written on the back with his old college football number, and he opened it, and his face was like, he was horrified. And then, you know, all our good friends have the keys to our home.
Yeah.
The guys broke into our house one night, took it out, and hung it on the front door
right.
for when we came home.
Because it's the thing that you would actually get, like, bullied for
yeah.
as a grown man.
They were so mean.
That sounds terrible, right? This is not my last name. This is my first and last name.
Oh, good.
On the back of a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anybody's name on the back of an actual sweatshirt? So a full name with no number, no nothing. On top of it, here's the best part.
Yeah.
So it's Secret Santa with the adults, right? Yeah. The kids get gifts from everybody, of course, and Santa, of course. But with the adults, it's Secret Santa. And in my family, you know, people either they confess immediately or they don't. My mother was not there because she was with my grandfather that day. It's from my mom.
Okay.
How do I tell her? There's no way that I can. There is no way or place that I can ever wear this sweatshirt. If I went to the mall, I would get beat up by teenagers. It's just not something that you can do. It's absolutely horrendous. I immediately said to my wife after, she's like, I saw your face. I was like, well, yes. And I asked her, I said, have you ever seen this on the back of a sweatshirt? She said, no. I said, you have to get it off. She's like, no problem. We go home. She's like, oh no, this is quality made. This is not happening. This is never coming off. What can I do? You can't even return a sweatshirt with a name on it, I don't think. I don't know.
Yeah, but, well, you can't. So that's the end of that. So.
I mean, but do I tell my mother? I have to act like I love this thing, I think. And then she says, well, you know, how does she know? I said, well, you're going to tell her next year. She's like, oh, no, 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 no. I'm out of this. I said, no, you're going to gently tell her that that is a practice that does not happen.
No, you just don't say anything. And that's
it's a beautiful sweatshirt.
Yeah.
It has my first and last name. And might as well have my phone number or address on the back of it. It's very strange.
I wish I had your blood type and social security number, too. Right on there.
It feels like an advertisement.
I think you don't say anything to your mom, but like... I have a similar issue because my mom always buys me sweaters. And part of me loves that because nobody really buys you clothes when you're an adult.
Right.
But she buys me like really ugly sweaters. And and she always puts the gift receipt in because it's like a mom thing. They're like, the receipt's in there if you want to return it. But I know she'll be offended if I tell her. So here's the question is like, if you get a gift that you don't like or you want to return.
Or has your full name on it.
Yep. Do you tell the person that gave it to you? Five Call says it all. If you received a gift over the holidays that you don't like and you want to return it, do you have to let the person know? 1-800-330-9999. Raven got a sweatshirt, a 49ers sweatshirt, that has his name on the back from his mom.
I love the sweatshirt. I opened up the box. I held this thing up in the air and was like, oh, this is great. And then I saw that there was lettering creeping around over the shoulder. It's my entire full name on the back of this sweatshirt. How strange.
Which apparently is a no-no if you're a sports fan.
Oh, it's 100%. Like, if I go to the mall, somebody's going to beat me up if I wear this.
Yeah, my mom bought me the world's ugliest sweater, and I don't know if I should return it because I don't know if her feelings are going to be hurt. John, what do you think? Would you let somebody know that you're returning their gift or you don't like it?
No. It's coming from a place from love.
See, that's
so,
the thing.
You know, we find something to do with it. Raven, with your mom, wear the sweatshirt in bed. Wear it in your house. Wear it around doing chores where nobody sees you. There's plenty of things you can do with things that you don't really like.
Listen, man, I got to tell you, John, if I wear this sweatshirt, I can only wear it in my backyard, not in my front yard. No, my neighbors see that.
I don't even think you go in the backyard. I think you got to stay in the basement.
That's what you do then.
Hi, this is Scott calling about the jersey.
Yeah, what do you think, Scott? Would you tell mom that you didn't like this, you want to bring it back, get rid of it?
Oh, I got to tell you, you know something? I would tell my mom I didn't like it, I would bring it back, but I got to say, having your name on the back of the jersey for your team you like is pretty cool. I have so many team jerseys from players who've retired that I don't wear because the player doesn't play on the team anymore, but that you'll always have. I think that was a nice gift.
So this is a sweatshirt.
My mom, I would tell her.
This is a hoodie.
Yeah,
this is a hoodie. This is not a jersey. This is a sweatshirt. This is like if Bill Belichick had his full name on the back of a sweatshirt. It said William Belichick. It's my birth name, sir. My legal name.
Not for nothing, but you don't know if you're never. You might play for the 49ers one day.
And they still wouldn't put my full name on the back of it.
Just, you know, wear it with pride when you're doing the yard work.
Melissa, you're returning a gift. Do you have to tell the person you're returning it?
Yes. Especially if that person is going to be in your life for a while. Like, they need to know what you're into. And I'll say, as a gift giver, I'd much rather have the person tell me so I don't waste money on stuff that doesn't bring them joy.
Okay.
It's interesting to me that the reason you choose what you choose is because you want to make sure that you get a better gift next time.
It makes somebody feel good to make someone else feel good. So I am just...
Happy to make them feel bad. Right.
Nancy, what do you think? You return a gift, do you have to tell the person you're returning it?
Definitely not. I mean, that's too much information. Like, why do you need to do that? If they gave you the return, you know, receipt, they know that it's on you if you want to return it, and it's fine. It's not like you're going to get cash back. You can just return it for something else.
Even if it's your mom?
Yeah, she doesn't need to know. I mean, it could be like just the wrong color or wrong size. I didn't need to tell her about that.
Do you have to tell the person that you're going to bring it back?
Definitely don't tell them. Unless your mom is coming over to your house all the time and they expect you to be like using it, then I would say definitely don't tell them. It's just going to hurt their feelings.
So it's just a secret I have to keep now until I die.
Yeah. Anna. So if you count the votes, one person says that you have the greatest sweatshirt in all time, so they don't even know what you're talking about.
Right.
One person says you tell her the truth. Three people say you keep your big mouth shut and do nothing. This has probably been flooding your TikTok and Instagram if you haven't seen it yet, but Starbucks released a limited edition.
Oh,
there's pink ones and red ones of Stanley tumblers. And if you're not familiar with the Stanley tumblers, they're basically a water cup, but they're like a weapon. They're really
it's
heavy.
Massive.
And yeah, they're
yeah,
giant.
Big.
They come in like 40 ounces. It's basically to hydrate you and your entire soccer team, you know?
If you needed to.
Right. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, like anything that's limited edition and hard to get, it caused complete chaos. Now, you could get these at the Starbucks inside of Target, and people started lining up in the middle of the night across the country so they can make sure to get them. And here's what happened at one Target.
Get him! Get him! Stop him! Stop him! Stop him! Look at this. This is insane. Look at this. He is insane.
Yeah, customers tackled a customer that jumped over the counter so he could steal a box of the pink Stanley tumblers.
Well, I mean, rightfully so. Somebody should tackle somebody that's jumping over the counter to steal something. On the other hand,
should they?
I mean, this is absolutely nuts.
I mean, how much do these things cost?
Like $30, $35.
Come on.
Hayden, my teenager, has one, and she's like obsessed with it. She carries it everywhere she goes. I feel like her right arm must be so much stronger than her left arm because it's like carrying three bricks is how heavy they are.
I ran into somebody walking into the office today, and same thing. She had a Stanley tumbler, and then she had a smaller one. One was for water, one was for coffee, apparently. She bought this bag specifically to hold her cups, except the tumbler's so big, it won't fit in there.
Yeah.
So now she's off balance. She's like, I'm trying not to spill coffee on myself as I'm walking in. I'm like, wouldn't it just make more sense to have one cup, but or a human-sized one? But okay.
I was thinking about it because like I thought the days of having to wait in line were over. You know, and you're seeing all these lines out of Target starting at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, man, like for a water bottle?
Right.
But I think about it. There were times throughout history where I waited in line for things that seemed kind of ridiculous to other people.
There was a time I waited 48 minutes for a Corona on New Year's Eve from a bartender at the Webster one time. And that's before I figured out that if you put a 50 in your hand after that, then they would come right back to you after that. So I learned that lesson then.
Did you order like three of them after you got up there?
They would only let you have two at a time.
That's messed up.
So then again, you know, again, then I figured out if you put the bill in the hand as you hold the hand up the next time, they come back much, much quicker.
Anna, I know that you haven't done this. So Sean, Raven, have you guys ever waited in line for a video game, gone to like a midnight release of a video game?
So I remember the year that if you needed a PS3.
Yeah.
I think it was the 3 was the first time that it was really like you had to wait outside for like 2 days.
I didn't have to wait for 2 days, but when the new, it was Call of Duty, I think it was like 2011. I think it was like Modern Warfare something. It came out, me and all of my buddies went, and we were in the parking lot waiting outside at the GameStop.
That's
and
fun.
We had
like tailgating.
Beers, and there was, you know, and everybody was there. It was every 20-something-year-old bro you can imagine all lined up outside of this game. Honestly, it was like a festival. It was awesome.
I one time waited in line for 2 hours when a Krispy Kreme first came to our area where I lived.
Oh, yeah. I get that. That's a thing.
Yes. Waited for like 2 hours just for some fresh donuts.
I want to... Elsa and Anna first started appearing at Epcot after the first Frozen came out. My older daughter was very young at the time, and all she wanted to do was meet them. I sprinted.
I remember you telling
first,
me.
7 hours in line I waited.
Well, brutal.
7 hours at Disney World in Epcot waiting for Elsa and Anna to come out. And my husband took my daughter around to all the rides and everything while I waited for her to have her chance to meet them. And when she got to the front of that line, I cried. I was like, if there was a Mom of the Year award, I would win it right now. Kids pick 'em. Every week, we have the kids choose who they think are going to be the big winners of the NFL games. And honestly, it doesn't matter if your kid knows everything about football or nothing about football. You can submit your child at annaandraven.com. Just click on Kids Pick 'em. Hey, Joseph, how are you today?
Good.
And how old are you?
8, going to be turning 9 tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Big day.
Thank you.
What are you going to do for your birthday?
I'm going to go to the TWA airport near me, near JFK.
That's so fun.
You must have an interest in planes, I guess.
That place is just cool.
Yeah, and...
yeah. All right, Joseph, this is a tricky week here for football picks. It is the last regular season week. So a lot of times the starters aren't playing, but certain teams need these wins to get in. These are big picks that we've got here for you.
Do you know a lot about football, Joseph?
Yes.
All right, well, here we go. The Steelers or the Ravens?
Ravens, because your name is Raven. And also, the Ravens are the best team in the league. So I think they're going to win.
Oh, gosh. I wish he was wrong. I am glad that you're picking them because of my name. Lamar Jackson is not going to play, though, and the Steelers need this game. That's a tough pick, but you're probably still right. All right. What do we got, Anna? What's the second game?
The Texans versus the Colts.
Oh, this is a big one, too.
I think it's going to be an even match game, but I think the Colts are going to come on top. So I think they're going to win. I think it's going to be a tight game, though. I think the Colts are going to win.
That's professional analysis right there, Anna. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what every sports host is saying everywhere.
It just sounds like he's hedging his bets.
Yeah. Well, he sounds like Phil Simms.
Okay, the Eagles versus the Giants. That's a big game.
I think the Eagles are going to win, but they didn't do so good last week.
Mm-mm.
Maybe they'll lose, but I think they're still going to win.
That's going to hurt my husband a lot, but you're probably right.
What happened to Tommy Cold Cuts?
Yeah.
That's why. Tommy Cutlets. Whatever.
Yeah, it's Tommy
whatever
Cutlets.
Whatever his name is.
Right.
I mean, I love cold cuts and cutlets, so either way.
I mean, I could use some chicken parm right now. How about the Bills versus the Dolphins?
I think it's going to be an even match game, but I think the Bills are going to win.
What?
So, yes, they need it.
Wow. I'm with you on that one. I think the Bills are going to come out on top.
I don't know. I think the Dolphins are going to pull out all their tricks. They have not been great the last week, the last couple weeks, really. I think that the Dolphins are going to pull this off, but we'll see. It's definitely going to be a battle.
Well, Joseph, thank you so much for making the picks. Who's your favorite team?
The Cowboys.
All right. All right.
Are the Cowboys going to win the division? Bonus question.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's see what happens.
Well, happy birthday, Joseph. We hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
If you want your child to pick the NFL picks next weekend, it's the playoffs too, right, Raven?
Yes, it's the wild card playoffs.
All right. You can head to annonraven.com.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
What did you do this week to earn your weekend margarita? Doesn't matter if you're a mom or your dad or you're in charge of kids or pets or coworkers. It's not easy to get through the week, and this is your chance to just get it all out there and vent. 1-800-330-9999. Lydia, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
I took down all the Christmas decorations and threw my Christmas tree in the woods across the street. It did take hours, but my house looks like it's empty now. It's glorious.
Somebody posted on my Instagram that they took all their stuff down, and now it looks like they're a minimalist.
Yeah.
It's true. Like, all of a sudden, I'm like, look at all the room we have. We can do so many activities in here.
Where do you throw your tree?
We actually asked our garbage guy where to put it. Because we didn't know, because at our old house, they would take it. The city would take it, but yeah. Where we are now, they don't. So he just told us to cut it in half, and he would take it.
Huh.
What do you do?
So we've got an area behind the house that we can throw it. I burned it, too. You stick it upright in the fire pit and let it dry out even more so, and then you burn it. It all goes up. Like, I think there's something to do with it at the end of the month, actually.
Yeah.
But in my neighborhood, yeah, you just drag them out to the curb and put them sideways. Mine's leaning sideways right now. I actually got an update from Alicia, my wife, a few hours ago this morning. She's like, I don't know what to do. I can't stand this back up on my own.
Why don't you just take it down?
Well, we have to. But I'm not there, obviously. I'm here with you.
I saw a reel where they were feeding Christmas trees to goats. I guess goats really like Christmas trees.
Oh, yummy.
And all of a sudden, I wanted like 7 goats. I'm like, oh, I could have fed a whole family of goats with this tree.
If I had a neighbor goat,
yeah,
I could have just walked it over, yeah.
Yeah, well, Nancy, congratulations. You've earned your margarita.
Thank you.
You don't have goats, do you?
I don't, no. No.
I was going to say, withhold that snack from them. They'd be kind of mean.
Right.
Hey, Nicole. What'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
I've kept 5 whole children alive, and I closed a real estate deal.
Wow.
Oh, right. Well, that's pretty good.
This time of year, too, everybody's on edge. Everybody expects things to happen like yesterday. You're dealing with a client and all that, too. Wow, good for you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Girl, you enjoyed that margarita. You deserved it.
Certainly.
Thank you. Cheers.
Aaron, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
I survived 4 weeks of my in-laws living with us. They were visiting from Washington. That's 4 whole weeks, and we only have 1 full bathroom.
Oh, no. No, no, no. I mean, I give you tons of credit. I totally do, but it's just not something I would consider doing. 4 weeks.
What are you going to do if your family's visiting? Your family's visiting.
I'll put you in a hotel. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, get a nearby hotel.
Yeah,
it's
an Airbnb.
Hard.
It's your in-laws, though.
I'll talk to my neighbors.
They can afford it.
Maybe you can stay there.
Well, girl, you did your time, and you can have all the margaritas you'd like. I think there's actually a sense of relief when this time of year hits, because there's so much anticipation and excitement, but then when it's over, you're like, oh, I'm glad it's over, right?
What couple?
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Tyler and Cassie. All right, Cassie, this is like a mistake I don't know if you can come back from. What happened?
So I accidentally sent an invitation to my 30th birthday party to someone that I do not want to come. And they RSVP'd saying that they're coming, which is so stupid. I very rarely use Evite, and I hadn't used it in years, and she was on an old list. And I can't stand her anymore. And I want to lie and tell her that the party is canceled just so she doesn't show up, but Tyler says that I can't do that. So I either need to tell her the truth and uninvite her, or just suck it up and deal with this person for one evening and like learn my lesson and just move on.
Tyler, why are you so dug in on this? You can't uninvite him.
It's just not done. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, this is just sort of the rules of life, you know? Like, if you make a mistake like that, you just have to own up to it. Tell them what's up. You know, you can't just lie and say it's canceled. I mean, what if they find out later it was? People talk. You know what I mean? Like, it's an honest mistake, or you're lying to them, and it becomes a whole thing.
Ugh, I'm just dreading it now.
I like that, the rules of life, right? Mm-hmm. When you're doing the right thing morally versus the wrong thing or whatever. At the same time, this is your party. This is your 30th party. You want it to be good, don't you?
I have a question. Why don't you like her anymore if you were friends with her at one time?
I don't know. She started dating this dude, and she just really changed and started getting into, like, drugs and like lots of drinking, and she gets out of control, and I just don't want that energy there, you know.
How many people are invited to the party?
Like 17.
Okay. Because I'm like, yeah. Because I was like, if it's huge, then who cares?
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, right. If it's 100 of you,
I don't have that.
You got
friends.
Five girlfriends that can run interference for you all night. That ain't no problem.
You know, 17 is annoying.
Yeah. You got your girl squad. Right. 17.
I just want to say, she didn't change. She always sucked. I'll just put that up.
Well, thank you, Tyler.
I guess I can just see it more now.
Right, but here you are, Tyler, sticking up for the morality.
Tyler's like, no, she's got to come. Your fault.
You know, they're kind of separate things, you know? Like, yeah, she always sucked, but, like, you still got to do what you got to do.
Let me just ask one more thing. So is she, like, the type where she's going to come over and try and, you know, kind of take over your time? Or is she just going to be there? Can she be a wallflower and kind of, you know, be silently back and observe? Because sometimes people change. I mean, she may see this as you're, like, olive branching out to her, right?
I just don't trust her. I just feel like she's going to be out of control.
Yeah.
And it's going to be all about her.
Yeah, well, that's...
And I don't want that.
And then you're tense. You're waiting for it to happen, for the shoe to drop, right? So that's not...
Yeah, right. And I'm just going to be nervous and, like, on edge the whole night. Oh, God. I might just need to tell her. Ugh.
Would you lie? What would you do in this situation? Would you just lie and say, oh, the party's canceled, sorry, and move on with your life? Or would you tell her the truth? Or would you do none of the above and just have her come to the party? You invited her, and it is what it is now.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
If you accidentally invite somebody to your 30th birthday, can you uninvite them? Raven, have you ever been invited to a party by accident?
I mean, I'm sure I probably have and wasn't aware of it, right? But then, listen, there's been parties where I've been left off the guest list, too, and you say to yourself, that's definitely something I should have gotten an invite for.
Well, maybe there's a reason why.
Right, could be.
I got an invitation one time from Evite, and it was like a girl I went to high school with who I hadn't spoken to literally 2 decades.
Right.
And it was for her daughter's birthday party. And I was like, this is a mistake. Like, you know, it's like, I must have somehow ended up on this list. And I just never responded. And I felt bad. But then I'm like, what am I supposed to do? RSVP that I'm not going?
Yeah, but this is a different situation.
Yeah.
All right. Cassie has invited somebody to her 30th birthday party by accident. Somebody that she used to be friendly with years ago. Very close friends. And her reckless behavior is the reason they don't spend any time together anymore. Now the friend has said yes. And she just wants to disinvite her. Right. I don't want her there. Or tell her it's not even happening. Cancel.
She wants to lie to her and say, this party is not happening.
Right.
Sorry, just, you know, made a mistake. You don't have to come. But her husband, Tyler, disagrees. It's like, you made the mistake. You invited her. You have to tell her the truth that you don't want her there. You can't just make up lies.
Or you have to let her come.
Yeah.
And say nothing.
Which is what I would do. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Stacey, whose side are you on?
Well, I guess I'm kind of on his side, but she needs to be upfront and honest with this girl and just say, listen, the reason we're distant is because you really started getting out of control. I'm hoping that if you decide to come here, you can actually maintain composure during it. It's a very small group. If you can't do that, please don't come. She needs to be honest with it.
I don't agree with that either. Now, you're invited to a party, and now I'm going to judge your behavior and tell you how to react at my party, how to behave?
I mean, it is my party. We were good friends. I haven't talked to you in years. There's a reason. Now you got this invite.
I think you got to keep your mouth shut and she comes. But whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. If you accidentally invited somebody to your birthday party, can you lie to them and tell them the party is canceled so they don't come? So what's going on with Tyler and Cassie? Cassie is planning her 30th birthday. Not huge, 17 people. She used an old Evite list and accidentally sent an email invitation to a friend that is not her friend anymore.
Right.
She has, you know, she says she's had her problems. She's got a new boyfriend. She doesn't talk to her anymore. And the girl RSVP'd that she's coming. And now Cassie wants to lie to her and say, nope, we canceled everything. Just kidding. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, Tyler says, listen, you can't do that, right? You either tell her that you don't want her to come or, you know, then she's coming to the party. And I think that's really the only question that matters here. You either own up to it, tell her you don't want her there. You don't even have to explain why you don't want her there. Again, this is your party, your event. Or do you suck it up and just let her come?
That's what I would do because I don't want any confrontation.
I mean, listen, you don't have to be friends forever.
My mistake.
Right? You're adults.
Right, what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Nick, whose side are you on?
I definitely think the husband is right, but they could invite a couple of more people that that lady might be friendly with to run static and keep her busy.
Mm. Now yeah. The party just turned to 25 people. Hopefully she'll get lost in the crowd. I see.
Cover the other people's plates so you don't have to deal with it, I guess. All right. Kate, what do you say? Whose side are you on today?
Definitely the husband. You always have to tell the truth.
So
she has to put her big girl panties on and do the right thing. Either tell her the truth or suck it up and invite her to the party and keep the invite in place.
I think I agree with that. I think you have to just... She's coming now. It's too late. You made a mistake. It is what it is.
Or, you know, again, it's your 30th. Just say, you know what? I don't want her there. I'm a grown-up. I've made this decision, and she's not coming, and I'm going to tell her.
Too much drama. Too much confrontation.
I mean, it's one phone call. Ann and Raven, who's this?
Hi, this is Gina.
Gina, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
His side. I think that being as she sent the invitation, she's just going to have to suck it up, and the best thing to do would be to assign a trusted person or persons to keep an eye on her. And if she's starting to act up or act inappropriately, then they need to take her on the side quietly and just tell her time to go.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Tyler, our audience agreed with you. You either have to let her come to the party or tell her the truth. You can't lie to her. It's not right. You invited her.
You just got to do it. And then, you know, and like I said, too, I mean, like beyond it just being the right thing to do, unforeseen consequence. Like, you're like, I know you. And if you lie to her, you're going to be worried for the next 6 months that she's going to find out. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to be like on edge forever.
Oh, no. no good options.
It's not pleasant, but what would be less pleasant is her being there and that energy being ruined for your party the whole time. So just, you know, bite it. Get it done.
What if she's really nice now? What if, like, she's, like, a great and, like, you guys become best friends again and she's changed and all that?
I mean, you don't necessarily need the room for that person, but it would be pleasant maybe if she would to atone for some of the things that have changed in your relationship and you've closed the door on that. I don't know.
It's a no-win situation, but we do wish you the best. And if you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hey, Cheryl, you ready to play today?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. $3,300 on the line. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, Cheryl.
Okay. So Raven's walking out of here. That big old studio door is going to close and he's not going to be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have about 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in, get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, number one, Adam Driver has played two Italians in a row, but not on purpose, he says. He's currently starring in Ferrari, and the last movie where he played an Italian was opposite Lady Gaga. What movie was that?
Gucci.
Number two, what major pop artist teased their new album by posting on Instagram, "See you next year"? Hint, their last album came out in 2020 and was called Positions.
I have no idea.
Number three, in the children's show Daniel Tiger, he puts on his red sweater and ties his shoes because the series is inspired and based by what other television show?
Mr. Rogers.
Number four, Selena Gomez said her next album may be her last album, saying that she is tired of making music. Selena Gomez acts alongside Steve Martin and Martin Short in what Hulu show?
Only Murders in the Building.
And number five, Taylor Swift broke Elvis Presley's record for the most weeks at number one on the Billboard 200 chart. The 2022 Elvis movie starring what actor is now on Netflix?
Jacob Elordi.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Two out of five for Cheryl.
Not great. Oh. $300. Let's see how I do.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Number one, Adam Driver has played two Italians in a row, but not on purpose, he says. He's currently starring in Ferrari.
I mean, who's counting? Okay.
I actually noticed that. I was like, oh, I wonder if this is a thing. Okay. The last movie where he played an Italian was opposite Lady Gaga. What movie was that?
House of Gucci.
House of Gucci is correct. Number two, what major pop artist teased their new album by posting on Instagram, "See you next year"? Here's a hint. Their last album came out in 2020 and was called Positions.
Ariana Grande.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Number three, in the children's show Daniel Tiger, he puts on his red sweater and ties his shoes because the series is inspired and based by what other television show?
Oh, when you do the shoe thing, that's got to be Mr. Rogers. Excuse me.
Mr. Rogers is correct. Number four, Selena Gomez says her next album may be her last album, saying she's tired of making music. She acts alongside Steve Martin and Martin Short in what Hulu show?
Only Murders in the Building.
And number five, Taylor Swift broke Elvis Presley's record for the most weeks at number one on the Billboard 200 chart. The 2022 Elvis movie starring what actor is now on Netflix?
Oh, God, I'm going to get his last name wrong. Austin. I got two guesses. Eckler and Mahomes, and they're both NFL players. Austin.
Doesn't matter.
Austin Mahomes?
No. Austin Butler.
Oh, Butler. That was it.
Butler! That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's the one.
I'm in the middle of it. It's too long. I had to watch the first half.
He's got a new biker movie coming out with Tom Hardy and a bunch of other guys. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like the new Wild Bunch. It's going to be amazing, it looks like.
All right, Cheryl. He beat you 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I'm Cheryl, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $3,400 come Monday, Anna.
All right. I also want to thank Jack and Stacy. They supplied two of the questions I used today. And if you have an idea for a question, too, you can submit it at annaandraven.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.